This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. House and Senate leaders are naturally reacting along party lines to the announcement of President Trump's impeachment inquiry. Representative John Lewis, the Democratic civil rights icon, endorsed impeachment proceedings in the House after withholding his opinion on the matter for several months.
The future of our democracy is at stake. There come a time when you have to be moved by the spirit of history to take action to protect and preserve the integrity of our nation. I truly believe, the time to begin impeachment proceedings against this president has come. To delay or to do otherwise would betray the foundation of our democracy.
The Republican minority leader of the House said Democrats are still bitter about losing the 2016 presidential election and have wanted to impeach Trump from day one. Britain is bringing home thousands of its citizens after the British travel company Thomas Cook left customers stranded, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
More than 14,000 customers are back in the UK. Another 135,000 are due back over the next 2 weeks. Thomas Cook is out of business. Katie Cowdery is in Cancun, not at the beach, at the airport. The scene is
chaos.
She found out about Cook's demise through the news.
No one knows what's going on. We weren't told. I've done everything.
Tensions are high.
So I haven't got enough milk to feed my babies.
Airport employees are offering little help.
We don't know yet. And that's what the information that we're waiting for.
Britain's business secretary is calling for a fast track of its investigation of the collapse of Thomas Cook. I'm Ed Donahue.
For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is fighting for his political survival following a ruling from Britain's Supreme Court Tuesday that his decision to suspend Parliament earlier this month was illegal. The ruling means British lawmakers can return to Parliament Wednesday as calls grow for Johnson's resignation. Britain is still due to leave the EU October 31st, although that so-called Brexit process has now been thrown into further doubt. Johnson is due back in London on Wednesday. So are the British lawmakers, who will return to Parliament, ready to resume their battle with the government. Thousands of Northern California residents were left powerless Tuesday after Pacific Gas and Power turned off their electricity in order to prevent wildfires. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The utility cut power to more than 24,000 households, citing dry, windy, and hot conditions. The company said the power will remain off until the threat of wildfires passes. Warnings of high fire danger have been posted for areas north and east of San Francisco. PG&E said it is hopeful power may be restored within 24 to 48 hours. Last year, PG&E power lines sparked a blaze that destroyed nearly 19,000 buildings and killed 85 people. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The World Health Organization is expressing concern about Tanzanian authorities' reluctance to share detailed information about suspected cases of Ebola and is calling for full transparency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
2 weeks ago, the World Health Organization received what it calls unofficial reports regarding the death of a person in the Tanzanian capital Dar es Salaam, suspected of having contracted the deadly Ebola virus. Despite repeated requests, WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib tells VOA the WHO did not receive further details of any of the suspected Ebola cases from Tanzanian authorities.
We need information to make a proper risk assessment. If it is Ebola or if it is another disease, we need to know it.
The WHO says it has received no information about possible contact and potential laboratory tests performed on the patients. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In the case of Tanzania, the WHO says the risk at the regional level is considered high due to potential cross-border travels. However, it says the risk at the global level considered low. Authorities say rescuers still helping people, earthquake victims that is, in northeastern Pakistan, where a 5.8 magnitude quake struck Tuesday, killing at least 19 people, injuring more than 200 others. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.